This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go, hour number two of USA Prepares. So, paraphrasing Kyle, the difficult takes a little time. The impossible, we can do that. It just takes a little longer. And so, here's the conundrum. And here's my day. And it's been like this for going on 14 years. So it takes me an hour to do the setup for the broadcast and the shutdown of the broadcast. About an hour. It's like getting ready to go to work, making sure everything's all set. And, you know, when you come home, you know, you shut down, right? If you have a typical go-to-work job. So it takes me an hour to do a setup and a shutdown per day. 2 hours on the air, and a minimum of 2 hours of prep time. That's 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. But then, on Saturdays and Sundays, I spend at least 2 hours on Saturday and at least 2 hours on Sunday doing preparation for the coming Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So that's 25 hours a week plus Saturday and Sunday, which would be another 4 hours. That's 29 hours a week. That's a full-time job, almost. Rich, does that seem reasonable, or does it seem like I'm using my imagination to make it seem like I spend more time than I do?
Look, I don't think either one of us would have been on the air this long if we were just making crap up. We have to do a lot of reading, a lot of research, never mind all the techno stuff that you have to have, you know, ready to go by the start of the broadcast. So there's just the prep time, no matter how you categorize it and all its subsets, it takes a long time, people. It really does. Look, none of us are doing this for the money, for the fame, for the infamy, for the recognition. We're doing this for our country because it's an obligation and duty. I mean, I have a great business model, Vince. I'm planning on bringing back disco, redneck disco, using camouflage bell bottoms. No, but something tells me it's not going to fly as well as I think it will. So anyway, you know, people, we're doing this out of necessity. You know, Vince said before the break, you know, we all have conversations. Are we doing enough good? And I've said this on the air, including when I've soloed. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of barometers. The number one barometer, folks, is the death jab. The number one barometer is the vaccine. Major air quotes going on here. How many people took it when it first came out because of the fear porn campaigns? 60%. And I'm being gracious. It probably could be a little more. At the last rollout of the vaccines, the last major push by the powers that be, what was the uptake of people taking those jabs? It was somewhere in the neighborhood of 3%. It wasn't done by the institutions that you think you should have trusted, by the organizations that you think you should have trusted, by big corrupt government. No, it was all 100% done by us, the alternative media. Right now, as it stands, and if anybody does 5 minutes of reading per day, they know over 20 million people have died from the death jab. If you recall one of the interviews I gave his homework a couple months ago with Dr. Betsy Eads on USAWatchdog.com, Greg Hunter. The number of morbidities is over 2.2 billion people worldwide. So in other words, people who are very sick, and I'm going to paraphrase Dr. Peter McCullough, cardiovascular, neurological, autoimmune, and blood clots. People sitting around waiting to die. And the powers that be are blaming whites and blaming white men when the people behind the scenes are the Gates, Bezos, Rockefellers, Rothschilds, Soroses, Schwabs, Bidens, all these people just parroting off bought and paid for narratives to sell rape wars or race wars. In fact, I'm glad I mentioned rapes because rape in blue areas is through the moon. Violent crime is through the moon. Females being punched in the face is through the moon. This is why we give articles on how the powers that be change the definition of violent crimes. Everything that you hear from Washington, D.C. and the mainstream media and all these so-called trusted organizations and institutions is artificial. It's media propaganda, subliminal messaging, professional wordsmithing, Hegelian dialectic, to make you not look at the truth, look over here, but not over there. And their home run pitch is group identity politics, where they've created a special set of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in order to insult your work ethic, ability, intelligence, in order to personally degrade you and personally disrespect you. So you think you're empowering your group and your nation when it's just the opposite. It's to break your will, make you submissive, eliminate value, and eliminate earning the job. And, as I always like to do, let me give a couple of examples, Vince. Pardon me, give me a couple of seconds here. Here's an article from the Gateway Pundit, and it's about a Secret Service agent. And according to reports, apparently she was, her name is Michelle Herzeg, and she began acting aggressively, speaking gibberish and shouting incoherently at other agents. And by the way, she was physically, basically tied down while she had a gun. And she even chest bumped and shoved her superior. Now, I want you to think about if a poor / middle class white male heterosexual with a Christian name did this. Say if Richard Vince did this and we chest bumped and shoved our superior and then tackled him and then punched him. What would happen to us? We'd be smeared all over national media. Well, apparently she was wrestled to the ground. They took their gun from her. You want to know what the title of this article is? DEI fail. Diversity, equity, inclusion. Fail. Here's some more. Look, we have said this with evidence and proof 1,000 times. I'm out of breath talking about this. The common denominator for everything that's going on in this country is that we have no more job standards or qualifications. On purpose. This great reset has been planned for generations. Political correctness is deadly. They're literally selling American weakness and incompetence on purpose to take us down. Wokeness, identity politics, the psyops, the limited opportunity based on what group you're in is how they are, the main way they are doing it. Here's some more, another example. The title of this article, as per a report, the Biden White House tried to get rid of Karen Jean Pierre last fall, but she just won't leave. And you know what the article says? It's because she knows she's special because she's a black lesbian. People, this is what happens when you are installed and you don't earn your job. You don't give value to the people. Let me give you another example. Democrat governor and that's in quotes, air quotes, Katie Hobbs has just squashed another 10 measures to try to help the people regarding certain legislation that would have barred students from other states attending college in Arizona and voting in elections. Also, defining who can shower with whom in public schools. Now, you hear me use the term all the time, adult mutual consensual sex. If you have your kid in a public school, let's say if she's a female, I know you're not supposed to use she or woman or stuff like that, but let's say she's a female, a biological female, and she's taking a shower, and some guy identifies as a female and walks into the shower with him, what could possibly go wrong? Well, look at all the prisons where biological men said that identified as women, and the women in the prisons got pregnant. Another thing that she's quashed, meaning Katie Hobbs, I can't even call her governor without, you know, throwing up at my mouth, setting up new procedures to deal with squatters invading homes. So for you people in Arizona, plan on your home value dropping like crazy because basically Katie Hobbs just invited squatters into your home. And requiring enhanced sentences for those convicted of multiple incidents of organized retail theft. I have articles that I'm not going to get to, but in California you can steal like almost $1,000 a day and get away with it. This is what's going on in America. But it's not just America, folks. The whole Western world has been slotted for a take down and take over. There's hundreds of thousands of extreme Islamic groups in Germany basically trying to bring in Sharia law. So for all you feminists out there, you know, the biggest arm, and how do we know this? Because we give the articles. The biggest arm or subset of the Democrat Party is unmarried female feminists. How about Bill Barr? He shut down three investigations regarding the 2020 election, and now he's coming he's coming out for Trump. No, he's trying to save face. It's all propaganda. They care about their self-importance and self-preservation than they care about representing you. New evidence affirms previous Gateway Pundit reporting that deep state sent documents to Mar-a-Lago to set Trump up. It's confirmed. It's also confirmed that in South Carolina that the federal government is including voter registration forms in packets at the Social Security office in Spartanburg, South Carolina, to give to non-citizen refugees. See, folks, you wouldn't get this information from the mainstream media because they don't do facts. There's people who literally, do you think Anderson Cooper, who's born on third base from the Vanderbilt fortune, earned his job? Or Liz Cheney or Rob Meathead Reiner? No, they're all born on third base. The Cuomos, all these people. Why do you listen to people? Because somebody goes, gives their face on Time Magazine, and they're promoted with propaganda by the powers that be. We have to think. We can't be followers anymore. We'll be right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
And Rich mentioned this conundrum, and I'll explain what this is all about in just a second. Rich mentioned Secret Service. So in 1850, there was a guy by the name of Alan Pinkerton. You've heard of the Pinkerton detective or private security contractors? Okay. Well, Alan Pinkerton was around his company started just before the first Civil War in the United States, about 1850s. And Abraham Lincoln, the president at the time, engaged the services of Alan Pinkerton to spy on the Confederate States of America. And he used the Alan Pinkerton to determine the strength of the Confederate States of America and their troops and where they were and how strong they were so he could eviscerate them. I'm talking about Abraham Lincoln and his generals. So the first spies in the United States government, the Secret Service, was Alan Pinkerton and associates. And the spying has increased since then. So if you're wondering, when did we start spying officially and hiring people to do it? Well, Abraham Lincoln did it. Okay. I have in front of me, and this relates to the conundrum, I have in front of me a gizmo. Okay. It is called ECO-OBD2. Comes in a little package. You can buy it at Walmart. And the price is all over the map. As high as in the $40 range and lower. And it says plug and drive OBD2 economy chip tuning box. So it's a little module. Bert sent this to me. He wanted my take on it. So I put it on the kitchen table. Bam, saw it. And he opened it up right away. And he said, Dad, did you look at the circuitry? And I said, well, I was going to do that, but you beat me to it. So I took it apart. And so this thing, I'm going to tell you what it says. Okay. And the reason I'm doing this is because this relates directly to what Rich Sheeben was saying. And that is that you're not going to hear this from the mainstream media. So this device says, this is at the Walmart site, optimize fuel consumption. Petrol Saver effectively optimizes your car's fuel consumption based on your driving habits, allowing you to save money on gas and reduce your carbon footprint. It goes on and on and on, talk about how great this thing is. Well, I want to see what others said. I looked at the schematic of this. After BAM opened it up, I looked at the traces, I looked at the circuitry, and I'll tell you what it is in just a second. So it says that this is from Yahoo Finance. This is mainstream, right? Yahoo Finance. And they wrote this article. E-Fuel is a performance chip that, according to the official, now listen very carefully to these words, okay? E-Fuel is a performance chip that, according to the official website, is designed to save you fuel without modifying your car. The way this device works is that you plug E-Fuel into your car, and it changes your car's performance without requiring you to change your driving habits. After installing E-Fuel, you may be able to lower fuel consumption by as much as 35%. Does e-fuel actually work? How does e-fuel work? Is e-fuel safe for your car to use? Find out everything you need to know about e-fuel today in our review. What is it? E-fuel is a chip that boosts driving efficiency. It plugs into your car's OBD2 interface, also known as the Eco OBD2 plug. E-Fuel and similar devices claim to potentially save you hundreds of dollars per year on gas. Just plug E-Fuel into your OBD2 port. Every car made since 1996 has one, and then improve fuel efficiency by 15 to 35%. Okay. Now, I took it apart. This device, I'm going to tell you what's in it. And, wouldn't that be interesting if E-Fuel decides to sue me? Go ahead. I will eviscerate you. It has a surface-mounted, it's got a little tiny circuit board the size of a postage stamp. A large postage stamp. It has a surface-mounted transistor, two surface-mounted LEDs, some surface-mounted resistors, surface-mounted capacitors, a circuit board, and micro switch and a connector. And what does it do? It blinks. It has LEDs that blink, 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 blink. And then there's a switch. If you press the switch using a paperclip to push through a little tiny hole, it shorts out the blinking and stops the blinking. And when you release it, it starts blinking again.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946. 46.
USA News Update. There are four law enforcement officers now dead, several others injured, after a shootout in Charlotte, North Carolina. Police say officers were part of a fugitive task force serving a warrant at a home when a suspect opened fire. That suspect died, but another person inside the home soon started firing, hitting, and killing the marshals. Vice President Kamala Harris visiting Atlanta Monday, speaking at the kickoff of what's being called the Economic Opportunity Tour. During her remarks, Harris promoted diversity, equity, and inclusion.
In spite of those who in certain parts of our country want to attack DEI, we understand that you can't truly invest in the strength of our nation if you don't pay attention to diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Harris also discussed the Biden administration's support for small business investments and minority-owned businesses. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, class, continuing this story about the ECO OBD2. They call it an economy chip tuning box. OBD2 stands for Onboard Diagnostics Version 2. It's the connector under your dashboard that the big box auto parts stores will plug their scanner into, and they'll say, yeah, that check engine light, here's what that means. Okay? That's the port that they plug the scanner into. Well, this device is nothing more than a connector that you plug into that OBD2 port with a circuit board, some surface mount capacitors, resistors, one transistor, one surface mount transistor, couple LED, surface mounted LEDs, and an on-off switch. Well, actually a shorting switch, a momentary contact switch. And so you push this switch, I don't know if you can hear that, with a paper clip, you know, open up a paper clip and you push it through the hole of this little plastic cover. And you can see the lights stop blinking. So you plug it in. Hey, it's blinking. It's working. It's working. And then you push the button and it stops blinking because it shorts out the circuitry that lets the LEDs blink. So you're thinking, it's actually resetting. Then you release it and it starts blinking again. That's all this thing does, is it blinks. That's all it does. And so what does this article in Yahoo say? Quote, after plugging e-fuel into your OBD2 port, it quietly collects data over the next 150 miles. After those 150 miles, e-fuel has enough data to begin tuning your car's computer for lower fuel consumption. Sure, you can make expensive modifications to improve fuel efficiency. You could also change your driving habits or adjust your commute. However, e-fuel claims to significantly boost efficiency with no changes to your driving habits or vehicle. Install the chip and enjoy lower gas, end quote. They're saying it works. I'm telling you it's a fraud. It's an absolute fraud. Look it up. Don't believe a word I say or a word you hear, see, or read in the media. Look up ECO, E-C-O, OBD2, comma, fraud. And you will find out that some people are saying exactly what I just said. Now, that's Yahoo Finance. They're respected, or they were until just now, right? So are you going to believe these guys? A lot of people, I'm sure, have. Who are these people that make this? It's an Asian company. Nice packaging, attractive, wild claims. It does not work. Maybe it does work. If blinking lights under your dash where you can't see them unless you stick your head under there, if that improves your fuel economy, the blinking lights, then it works. But that's all this thing is blinking lights. Let me say it again. That's all it is, blinking lights. So why am I saying this? Because who else is bringing this kind of information to the fore? Who? What other broadcast has literally dissected one of these things to tell you that it's a fraud, to protect you? What broadcast has told you that if you buy shoes that are made in China or sneakers like New Balance, like the ones I have on right now, because the leather floor shims fell apart? Well, the New Balance, I put them on, took them out of the closet, put them on, and they lasted about an hour before the soles came undone. Yeah, I can't believe it. You cannot. We're going to be fighting the next war barefoot because our shoes come from China. Mark my words. If a war started in 5 years, and I don't think it will, I think it's way sooner than that. But if it started in 5 years, we're going to be barefoot. Because we don't make shoes. Florsheim, New Balance, Reebok. Where do you think these shoes come from? Asia. And the glue does not stick the sole to the bottoms of the shoe. I mean, I guess within a couple of years, your brand new shoes, if you take them out of the closet and put them on, within hours, you're going to be going from sneakers or shoes to moccasins because the sole's going to peel off. So where are we? What's the conundrum? The conundrum is I don't know how to do it. I'm not talking about technically. I can do that. I don't know how that I can afford, and I will not take a cent from our instructors because they've done more than their share. I don't know how I can do this going forward. I can't afford it. I flat out can't afford it. Farming is the only business where you hope to break even at the end of the year. Put all your work in, you work for free, and you come out with nothing. It's the only business like that. That's why Bam has taken a part-time job at a big box store. Now you know. That's why we opened up the campground. Now you know. To save the farm. So, can I put the farm and 72 years of work and four generations of work at risk to continue radio for someone who or someone's who might or might not listen? I can't. I can't do it. So I was thinking, and I mentioned to Rich, yesterday. It just came to me while I was working feverishly to save this cow's life. I was thinking about that. Mrs. Finelli and I worked all day, and we were unsuccessful. But the radio went on the back burner because the farm came first. And I was thinking, wow, wow. I'm diverting energy and all my efforts that I'm spending on the radio away from the farm. I can't do it. I can't do it and pay for it. And it would be suicide for me to pay for it and do it all myself. You know, that's including, you know, with the instructors volunteering their time and the materials that they use and the, you know, the internet connections and the telephone connections and what they pay for to be on. So the bottom line is I'm willing to try it for a month, but I can't sustain the recurring costs, you know, the connection fees, the distribution fees. I can't do it. So I was thinking, and I really despise doing this. I said I never wanted to do it, but here we are. Here we are. But that was before GCN decided to shut down, because GCN was taking care of this part for us. And I really thank Ted Anderson and Global Star was taking care of it, and Jeff Rentz. They were covering it. But I have an offer to distribute and produce USA Preparers, but it costs money. And the company said, we'll do it for free for the first month. And I said, no, I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't ask. I can't accept that. So we have to pay our own way. And I'm willing to pay for it for the first month. But after that, no. So we might be on the air for a month and then go dark. So what is this worth? Is it worth anything? Or am I amusing myself, and are the instructors amusing themselves? Are we? Think about this. This is the world's largest alternative radio network going silent. This is huge. This affects well over a million people. Well over a million people. Including us. And it affects us the least. We are affected the least of probably all the broadcasters. Class, you're not aware of this, but there are many broadcasters who are wondering, what are they going to do? What are they going to do when GCN goes down? They've got no place to go. No place to go. They just might hang up their operation and say, that's it, we're done. I've talked to a couple owners of networks. Everybody's in the same jam. Advertising isn't paying the bills. And the network costs for distribution, production keep, yeah, they're not going away. There are costs associated with operations. So is this worth anything? I mean, maybe you should just say, hang it up. And you can do that. You can send me an email, instructor@usapreparers.com. Instructor, I-N-S-T-R-U-C-T-O-R, @usapreparers.com. I'd love to hear your suggestions. And if I don't get any suggestions, that tells me everything I need to know. That tells me why even wait the month. There are people who do stupid things and die, and then $100,000 is raised by these donation sites. I can't believe it. People get injured, they go to the hospital, and then they collect $200,000 on GoFundMe or more. Now, I understand there are hospital bills, but you know what? If you go to the hospital and you can't pay, you just tell the hospital, I can only give you $5 a week. And they go, okay, let's do $5 a week. And here we are, we're actually trying to make a difference. I mean, struggling to make a difference. You want to see Rich's blue face. He talks about it all the time. He's blue in the face. He is. He's trying to say, wake up, wake up. You got to get out of Dodge. You have to work together. You have to provide for yourselves. The government's not going to help you. The proof of that is this ECO OBD2 device is allowed to be sold. It's a complete fraud. And how come the assets of this company haven't been seized? How come? How come there's no reports of this being a fraud, you know, on the news? How come Yahoo didn't say, you know what, we made a mistake. We don't have anybody here smart enough to take this thing apart and look at it. So they read the manufacturer's claims, and they say, here's what it claims to do. Hey, plug it in. Quote, e-fuel claims to significantly boost efficiency with no changes to your driving habits. Install the chip and enjoy lower gas. That's what they say. Really? This does nothing other than empty part of your wallet. That's all it does. Where's the Biden administration? How come they haven't jumped on this? There's one little tiny thing they could fix.
I got to jump in real quick here. I mean, where's the Biden administration? Look at all these protesters that we've talked about at many different venues who are being bought and paid for. Just like your example of this product, this is low-level mercenaries and people are getting paid to screw the American people. I remember when Clay Higgins went on Tucker Carlson in an interview and talked about how government assets dressed up like Trump supporters that were already in the Capitol before the doors open. That's called a setup. That's called a Fed surrection. So when we have our top FBI or our top law enforcers proven to be traitors, and you say, well, where's law enforcement? Where's the government? Where's Biden? Where's it? No one's doing their job. Vince?
Okay, here's another example.
The alternative media is doing 90% of what needs to be done. No one's doing their job.
Here's another example. Soda bottles, plastic bottles, okay? 25% of the plastic trash is soda bottles worldwide. Bam bought, I can't believe he did it, he bought Pepsi from Sam's Club. And he bought Mountain Dew from Sam's Club. I mean, two absolutely toxic drinks. And he put them sideways, sealed, unused, in his car, and they leaked, both Pepsi and Mountain Dew. The bottles leaked. It wasn't like it was 140 degrees outside. It was normal temperatures, and on their side, they leaked. Pepsi and Coke are so corrosive, they're so acidic, that the police carry them in the trunks of their cars when there's blood on the road from car crashes, that it dissolves the blood. They leaked. That's another defective product. Where's our government?
Happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I just got an email from Nathan. Quote, Mr. Finelli, is there any way you could publish your unpublished book to help fund this much-needed program? If it wouldn't fund our program, maybe it would help those who would pick it up and read it. I'm sorry to hear the tragedy of GCN, your friend, Nathan, end quote. So, I just wanted to see if anybody responded. Thank you, Nathan, for doing that. Instructor@USAPrepares.com. Instructor@USAPrepares.com. Are you interested? I mean, I'm not making this up. It is painful. It is painful for me to say that I can't do it. I've never done that before. I've never said I can't do it. I can't do this. I can't do this without funding. I cannot invent anti-gravity. I can't do it. Not for not trying. I mean, I'm sitting here with the equipment. I've been working on it day and night. I have it almost all figured out. A couple more days, and I will have the prototype ready to test to produce USA Prepares. But I can't distribute it. That costs money. I can't do it.
Vince, can I give a little proof here of what I said?
Sure.
A little confirmation, folks, when I was talking about how the alternative media probably saved millions, possibly billions of lives around the world because we came out right, you know, I worked for Big Pharma for over 20 years, as you know. I saw the red flags. I mentioned them right away. And I quoted the Brian Coles, the Sherry Tenpennies, the Betsy Eads, the, you know, the Karen Kingstons. I mean, the evidence was out there from before day one. Remember the leaked blue writing? It was a presentation and it mentioned some of the side effects, including death, Guillain-Barré syndrome, the whole works, that was leaked from an FDA conference or talk. Remember that? I'm paraphrasing the heck out of it right now, but here's a little proof of what I just talked about earlier in the program. Researchers reveal COVID mRNA vaccines contain component that suppresses the immune system and stimulates cancer growth. Next, Arizona Republican Party declares COVID-19 injections biological and technological weapons. Next, AstraZeneca admits COVID vaccines cause blood clots. Just look at those three articles, folks. Again, when we say something, we offer the facts, the evidence, and proof. For 4 years, we have been talking about this. 4 years. And the powers that be, including the manufacturers who produce this stuff, are finally starting to admit some of the flaws. When I talk about political correctness being deadly, I want to remind you all, when I worked for GlaxoSmithKline, the human resources told me I couldn't get a demotion. A demotion. I couldn't get a job because it was for women only. And I couldn't sue. I tried to sue one lawyer, put the lawsuit out, and then he retracted it. I don't know if he got bribed, blackmailed, threatened. I don't know. But can you imagine if little old me could have pierced the veil of big pharma liability immunity? There may have been, out of the 2.2 billion people who have morbidities and mortality right now, those people could have been saved if it wasn't for political correctness. I want you to think about that. I want you to think about the fact that the alternative media was the only source that told you this was toxic poison. And given thousands of examples from published data in the public domain, not one iota of information came from opinion. Vince, I just wanted to, I just hate saying something without, you know, mentioning it. Just like these commercials about Kamala Harris pushing diversity, equity, and inclusion. It should be, we should be pushing job standards and qualifications. That what they're really pushing is minority voting propaganda. What we have done, I can't tell. I mean, talk about blue in the face and out of breath talking about it. We have proven a million times all that money from the bottom 93% is going to the top 1%. All of it. Everybody's losing ground. And they think, and they're pushing DEI. It's all propaganda. It's all BS. It's all subliminal messaging, professional wordsmithing, Hegelian dialectic. All of it. Because we give the facts. We give the data. We give the math. So, folks,
Rich, I've got an email. I've got an email I'd like to read. It came from Kyle. Vince, I'd like to say, if you have a network that will pay for all the programming and allow you to set your ground rules and allow you to keep the farm going, take it. You're worthy of your pay. Your friend, Kyle. That's what it says. So I've gotten two emails that are supportive of us continuing. I'd like to continue. My plan is to continue. But I can't invent anti-gravity, and I can't do what the government says. I can't print funds and use those funds to keep this going. We're going to do our best. Send me an email. I'd love to know what you think. If you think we all ought to go home, let me know that too. I'll share that with the instructors. I'll share everything that you say with all the instructors. That's instructor at usapreparedness.com. We'll keep you apprised of what we're doing tomorrow and the next day and the next.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.